minds of our men and women serving so faithfully in our armed forces. I myself know, having spent a little bit of time in the military, training, preparing, then you train some more, then you prepare some more. They have to be ready at a moment's notice. They have to be ready and trained to go to war. They have to be ready to fight a battle. And it's at this constant stage of preparedness our military has to be. They gotta be ready. They must be prepared. They need to be ready. And to be ready, they train, and they train some more. They train as though they would be fighting. Some of the exercises that they train to are real life. They use real ammunition. They use real fires to fight. They use real scenarios just for training, so that when the time comes, they are prepared. Our military leaders, they continue to ensure that our personnel are ready for combat. And the institution gets them physically and mentally prepared to make a defense for our country, for our hope, for freedom. But what about being prepared spiritually? The U.S. Navy SEALs, a wonderful organization, has the motto, "The only easy day was yesterday." That means you got through yesterday, well, that was the easiest day. It's all about preparation and being ready to win our nation's battles. Abraham Lincoln once said, "Give me 6 hours to chop down a tree and I'll spend 4 hours just sharpening the axe." Preparation and being ready are critical in any planning, but especially in planning of defense. The Apostle Peter in our text this morning, he reminds us that we need to be ready for battle. And we need to be ready for suffering. It's going to be hard. It's going to be difficult. I know that you folks don't need to be reminded of the fact, as many of you already know, you're in the thick of things. You're in the thick of battle right now. Many of you are struggling. Many of you are suffering. Life in this world is tough. Many know the troubles of this world, and we know those troubles of this world by many names. We know those troubles by names like disease, poverty, unemployment, crime, war, and rumors of war. The truth is, it's all on account of sin. And led by Satan himself, sin destroys and sin never builds up. We are, however, the church militant. We are present in a world where we are daily at war with the devil, the world, and our own sinful flesh. So I ask the question then, are you ready? Are you? Are you ready for the battles? Are you ready for the suffering? How are you going to endure? You have a plan? What is your plan to sustain you on the battlefield of suffering? Are you ready to give a defense? This is one of the reasons we have Mr. Gene Heckman here with us this morning, to share about the Gideons and the work that they do in sending out the name of Jesus throughout all the world. The wonderful organization of the Gideons. They fight right alongside every Christian religion by providing the Word of God and sharing the good of Jesus Christ. What you say in 190 countries around the world, including China. That's a lot. We, as God's dear children, we need to be ready to give an answer for what we believe. We can't kid ourselves that we are not ready. We are not. And this is a sin-filled world. We are surrounded by evil. In America, we may not have been hauled out of our churches or our homes or our businesses by evil men who put us on our knees with a gun to our head or a sword to our throat, and they yell the words at us, "Renounce Jesus or die." Yet we know that this is true in other parts of the world today. It's real. It takes place all over the place. And it's coming here. Christians are being executed and martyred daily for their faith in Jesus Christ. Christian children are being slaughtered. Here in our great nation of freedom, we are now seeing people losing their businesses because they support the biblical principle of marriage is between one man and one woman. That's persecution. People are losing their jobs for giving a defense of their faith and speaking out against issues that go contrary to the Word of God. People who speak up against abortion, people who speak up against same-sex marriage, people who speak up against false gods. Even people who just say the name Jesus Christ. We're told to keep our religion in church and out of the public square. Oh yes, they say, you're free to practice whatever faith you like. Just keep it in your church or in your home and don't you dare bring it out into public. There are some who believe that your freedom ends at your front door and you're expected to hang your personal faith on that door on your way out of the house or out of the church. I give you a good example of that. How often have many of you, and I have myself, withheld or given in when I'm present in a discussion and you stand by quietly while the topic of abortion comes up, or the topic of same-sex marriage comes up, or the topic of religion as a whole, or Christianity, or forbid the name Jesus Christ be brought up in a conversation? Or what about if someone's reputation is being slandered? Did you remain silent because you didn't feel prepared to give an answer for the hope that is within you? Or did you remain silent simply because you didn't want to become labeled as a bigot or as being judgmental or narrow-minded or a proponent of hate speech? God's word itself has been labeled as hate speech by many in the gay and lesbian communities. We don't want to suffer for what we believe. We want to be liked. We want to be accepted. It's very easy to keep our mouth closed. It's not very easy to stand strong in the Lord. But have no fear. Our Lord God gives us the answer that we need to stand strong in our suffering and in our battles. He says, do it with gentleness and respect, being of good conscience, he says. This is a tough task. It is difficult. But we are not alone. With the Lord's help, we can witness to our neighbor with gentleness and respect, which leads to a good conscience. Whether our battle is being persecuted in the public square or our battle is against a disease, lust, gossip, addiction, depression, or fear, we are strong in the Lord and His mighty power. God has made us strong when He gave us the robe of righteousness in our baptism, just as He saved Noah and all of his family. Our text today reminds us about holy baptism. God saves you and gives you His righteousness in exchange for your sinfulness. Your robes have been washed white in the blood of the Lamb. He has cleansed you from sin and guilt. God has made you His child. So cling to your baptism as you walk this veil of tears with its suffering, challenges, and sickness. The devil will continue to shoot at your heart. He'll shoot at your conscience. And he will do whatever he can to bring you to hell with him by causing you to doubt and to lose your faith and hope in Jesus. He will do what he can to have you use your tongue to speak evil and deceit. For instance, look how easy it is for us to repeat a dirty joke. How easy it is for us to share gossip. Look how easy it is to tell a story of something funny you saw on TV last night. Oh, and that's right! How difficult it is to tell someone how wonderful it is that Jesus died on the cross so that you could live forever. It's hard. The text that we have today reminds us that Christ suffered once for our sins, for the righteous, for the unrighteous. He's given us the great exchange, the sweet swap of His righteousness for our sins. He who knew no sin became sin for us. No matter how hard life gets, and when we are at wit's end, we are reminded that we are baptized, and we cling to that promise of God. So, are you ready for war and suffering? Are you ready to face the temptations that are going to befall you? Are you ready to face the pain that may come your way? Are you prepared to give a defense for the faith that is within you? Yes, you are. Yes, you are ready because Jesus has made you a living child of His. By His living, suffering, dying and rising, He did all of this for you. By the sweet grace of God, for Christ's sake, through faith you are ready for those attacks and suffering that you will face. A faith which clings to the promises of God that you are a baptized, redeemed child of God. Your God-given faith clings to the cross of Christ for your salvation and will not allow the devil to give you any more doubt or any more despair, no matter how much pain or suffering you may encounter. This is your hope and defense. Your hope is built on Jesus Christ and His righteousness. This is your sure defense. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Now may the peace which surpasses all human understanding keep our hearts and minds on the risen Christ Jesus.